Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Mary Poppins Returns is not as bad as I thought it might be, nor is Mary Poppins Returns as good as I wanted it to be. Pish posh. Mary Poppins Returns is paced by a terrific performance by Emily Blunt as Mary Poppins. It also features a great performance by Lin-Manuel Miranda as Jack the Lamplighter. There are fine supporting performances, including Ben Whishaw as the husband, Emily Mortimer as Jane, his sister, and Pixie Davies, Nathaniel Sella, and Joel Dawson as the Banks' three children. Julie Walters is Ellen, the Banks' household maid. Colin Firth is president of the bank that is foreclosing on the Banks' home. Meryl Streep is topsy-turvy, Mary Poppins' cousin. There are nice cameos by Dick Van Dyke as Mr. Dawes Jr. and Angela Lansbury as the balloon lady. Van Dyke gets to show off his apparently still spry dancing chops. Lansbury gets to show off her still lovely singing voice, singing Nowhere to Go But Up. Mary Poppins Returns, which takes place in London during the Great Depression and about 25 years after the setting of the original Mary Poppins, is all singing and all dancing. That's apparent right from the get-go with the opening number, Underneath the Lovely London Sky, sung by Lin-Manuel Miranda. He's also tremendous in several big choreography scenes. Emily Blunt sounds fine singing several songs, especially Can You Imagine That? She's a great casting choice as Mary Poppins. She doesn't so much as make you forget Julie Andrews as the original Mary Poppins in the 1964 musical, as make the part her own, giving a different, understated, and completely believable performance. Mary Poppins Returns harks back to the original Disney film in its combination of live-action and animation characters. In most scenes, the 2D or hand-drawn animation style, circa Lady and the Tramp and 101 Dalmatians, is used. Mary Poppins Returns flies on the great songs by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman, especially The Place Where Lost Things Go, Can You Imagine That?, Trip a Little Light Fantastic, and A Cover Is Not a Book. They're instant classics. Mary Poppins Returns is directed by Rob Marshall, an Oscar nominee as director of Chicago. The screenplay is based on the Mary Poppins books, there were 8 of them, by P.L. Travers. Mary Poppins Returns is the near-perfect 2018 holiday season release. It's a Disney film in the best sense of the House of Mouse tradition. It's a movie that will delight young and old. There's so much to see, you might want to see it twice. I know I want to. Mary Poppins Returns is MPAA rated PG for some mild thematic elements and brief action. Opening January 4 are Escape Room. Adam Robitel directs Deborah Ann Wall, Taylor Russell, Tyler Labine, and Logan Miller in the sci-fi thriller. Strangers use their wits to survive. Great, great, great. Adam Garnett Jones directs Sarah Kolaski, Dan Byrne, Richard Clarkin, and Meredith Cheeseborough in the drama. A couple's plan to get engaged causes problems. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.